Hi, and welcome to episode number one of Adcast, my brand new podcast series that I'm hoping to do often. Basically, I'm doing this because what else am I to do? I'm off on my summer holidays from school, and what else is there to do with my time? Literally just sitting, watching movies, and texting people. Like, it's literally what life has came to. We are the antisocial generation. You may say we're really social because of, like, texting and stuff, but I feel like texting has led to us overall being more antisocial, because all we do is text people. We don't actually spend time in people's presence. We just talk over the internet, which has led to, I think, us being more indoorsy, and there's barely people don't leave the house as often now because of how easy communication is to people not anywhere near you. But now, basically, yeah, we're just going to talk about all the stuff that I've pre-planned, but I've bullet-pointed it so that hopefully my mind can just move on to another topic, and I can just think of interesting stuff off the top of my head, because I feel like that's where I kind of strive, just rabbiting on, and I come off with maybe some interesting stuff. But first I'm going to talk about public transport, because not this week, but I'd say maybe the last month or two previous to this week, I had been doing my A-level exams, or my AS exams, the A-levels next year that I'm doing, but yeah, I've been doing them exams, and that basically meant I stayed home and revised. Well, I tried to, but my short attention span really limited me revising. And when I wasn't doing that, I was going down to school and doing exams and going to revision classes and stuff. So that meant that I was getting a lot of buses and stuff over that 2 month period, which leads to, well, I'd say getting buses normally, I actually get a bus when I'm going to school. I get a bus home every day, but I get a lift down in the morning. But I'd say when you get buses at the times I was getting them at, there's no teenagers on the bus, there's no one my age, it's all old people. So the problem with all the old people being on there is they're so hateful towards anyone under the age of 65. So if I'm sitting on the bus in a school uniform and it's during school hours, they'll be sitting a row in front of me talking about me, but talking to me as loud as I'm talking to the microphone right now. And I can blatantly hear what they're saying about me, and they're sitting saying stuff like, "Why is he in school? Why isn't he in school? He should be in school. He's a school pupil, and it's people like him who are ruining our town and all that crap." And you can literally—they're actually saying this. They're saying that me, I'm ruining the town by doing my examinations and coming into a revision class. And it's just people like that. Like, they're just so judgmental, and they judge people so quickly, which is why I'm judging them on the internet right now, and I feel like I'm being very, I'm stereotyping a lot, because I feel like I'm judging a whole, group in the, what's the word I'm thinking of? This is why I feel geography, community. I feel like I'm judging a whole group in the community because of just a few strung up old people who are just ready to die, like Notorious B.I.G., ready to die. Yeah, they're just ready, and they just want to just make everyone else's life miserable until they die. And yeah, there's nice old people in the world, like, yeah, there's nice old people, so I shouldn't be talking bad about them all, but there's just them specific ones that are just really not kind people because of the way they are, their life, they're getting to the end of their life and they're just sick of other people. But like, yeah, it's just really inconsiderate of people to just act like that and judge someone before they actually know the reasoning of why they're there. But anyway, the second, I don't know if I told you, there's three things of my struggles. I bullet pointed three topics for my struggles with public transport, and two and three kind of tie in together. They're both to do with using my phone on a bus, Number two is my loud breathing, and that is, see, when I listen to music, I have this thing that I feel like, I don't know if I really am or not, it's like psychological damage that I feel like I'm breathing really loud when I listen to music, and I think I actually do for some reason. I think it's like when you're listening to music and you talk really loud, I think it's that maybe I breathe really loud when I listen to music. I don't know why I do it, but I just feel like I do. And when the bus stops, I have to take one of my headphones out and I have to just like try not to breathe loud. And like I'm sitting there kind of holding my breath while the bus is stopped, like the traffic lights, so I'm like and I'll just sit there for the whole time, and then as soon as the bus starts moving, I'm like and I'll put my headphones on, I'm like like out there just trying not to like have an asthma attack, even though I don't have asthma. But I'll be, yeah, I'll be sitting breathing that loud on the bus, and it's really, really weird. But yeah, my other problem is also my phone, but it's different. It's when I'm getting a bus on my own, I normally sit on my phone to pass the time. So I'm sitting on like Twitter or something like that, and some of the people I follow on Twitter just are just hilarious. Like Ryan Reynolds has probably the best Twitter that I follow. His posts are just so hilarious. But people like him and Deadmau5 and people like Dylan Francis and stuff, just some of their stuff that they post on Twitter is hilarious, and it's really not the kind of stuff that you want to be reading when you're sitting on your own in a bus station full of old people. So you're sitting reading all this stuff and you're laughing, and everyone's wondering why is this guy sitting with that thing that's a time machine to them, which, because they don't know what a phone is, because they don't understand technology, and they're saying, why is he laughing at that screen? And I feel really weird doing it because I realize how stupid it looks, but it's the world we live in today. Technology, the fact that I can go on the internet while I'm sitting in a bus station on my phone, it's kind of strange, and they don't understand that, and it looks alien to them, so I see why it's weird, and I realize how dumb it looks. I'm relating it to in Superbad when he's drawing the penises in the book, and he's like, I even knew how creepy it was, but I just kept doing it. And it's kind of like that, only it's like I know how weird it is that I'm sitting there laughing at my phone, and I literally sit there again holding my breath, trying not to laugh at all the stuff I'm reading on Twitter, but I know that I'd be really bored stiffless if I didn't do it. So I yeah, it's just an issue in my life, although it's really not gonna have the psychological damage that drawing penises in a notebook would have for me at a young age. So I suppose it's not really that bad, but yeah, let's swiftly move on from that. Next thing I wanted to talk about was Top Gun 2. I just found out that it's been confirmed. It was something that had been in the works for a couple of years, and I was really hoping that it would be made because Top Gun is one of my favorite films. Just such a great story. Not a great story. A great story is like Shawshank Redemption. Top Gun is just a good time. It's one of the most amazing films in the world, how stupid and amazing it is. Tom Cruise stars as Maverick, this guy who is a fighter jet pilot, and he's like one of the best around. Well, he's one of the best in America, and he gets into this here like school called Top Gun, and basically it's just amazing. Apart from the scene at the start where they're in the bar and they all sing, like that's kind of disturbing. Like, what song do they sing? Trying. Oh no, what is it? I honestly can't think of it. You've got that love and feeling. Yeah, it's one of the most cringeworthy things I've ever seen in my life, but it's still really fun to watch. And yeah, the film's just great. Where else could you get amazing fighter jet like flips and stuff and pulling the finger at someone while you're plane is like upside down on top of their one, and it's just so much fun to watch. The characters in it are so weird but funny and amazing. Like, I honestly wish in my life that I could have a nickname as cool as Maverick. I actually tried to get people to call me Maverick for a while, but they just weren't going. There was one person that did call me Maverick for a short time, but it didn't really take off as I was hoping. But then there's Goose as well. Like, Goose was just such a random guy. I wanted to quickly talk about is if they were gonna remake Top Gun, which they're not, they're making a sequel to it, but if they were gonna remake it, who, if you care enough to take the time to comment, who do you think would play the main characters in it? So we're talking about Goose, Maverick, and Iceman. Since Val Kilmer was Iceman, Tom Cruise was Maverick, and I don't know the actor who played Goose, but I kind of thought for Maverick, he could have been played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Just think about that. It kind of sounds a bit dumb at the start, but then when you think about it more and more, it really makes sense. Then I thought that Iceman could have been played by Channing Tatum, because I think Val Kilmer and Channing Tatum kind of look alike, if you think about it. And I feel like they're the same kind of guys. Like, I could see Channing Tatum coming across as being like the asshole guy who's secretly comes through at the end to be a really cool guy, and you like him in the end. And I could really see him being like that kind of guy, but you just kind of have to think who would play Goose. It would need to be someone, like, it couldn't be like Zac Efron or something like that, because he's just not the right kind of actor at all. It needs to be someone who's kind of funny, but he's really stupid, and he kind of plays that character. If he wasn't, if Seth Rogen didn't look, and he wasn't built the wrong way, his kind of the way he acts would be perfect for the role. It's just I couldn't see Seth Rogen being in that movie. But if someone could just like swap personalities with Seth Rogen that looked more like the kind of body type and look of someone in that job, I think he would probably be great for it. But like, I'm just trying to think of somebody who would probably do a good job. Who could do it? I suppose it would have to be someone quite young. I wonder how Chris Pratt would do in that. I feel like he isn't really going to be the kind of actor that's going to not be the star of a movie he's in anymore. Maybe a couple of years ago he could have done it, but I think he could maybe play Goose. He kind of is the right kind of character. He can play like the idiot who's hilarious. And yeah, I think I could see it now. I'm doing that hand thing that people do when they're saying I can see it now, where they put their hands together and then move them out to the side like that. And it's like the poster, I can see the poster right now, Top Gun, the remake, and it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt standing there with a helmet in his hand and his wee outfit on, and it's outfit, that sounded so camp, with his little outfit on. And I suppose actually with Top Gun, the more camp it is, the more it is Top Gun, with all them like gay undertones in the film. Not that there's anything wrong with that, I just want to clear that up. I'm not a homophobe or anything, but it's just kind of strange to see in this kind of a actiony based film. But yeah, I could just see it now, him holding his helmet, wearing the like fighter jet outfit thing. Uniform, why do I keep saying outfit? They're wearing the uniform, standing there with his helmet under his arm, and Chris Pratt standing beside him wearing like shell sunglasses or whatever they're called. Aviators? Is that what they're called? I don't know. But standing there, and like, yeah, I could totally see that with Channing Tatum and like some sort of lackey that they could just get, like some random actor. He doesn't really have to say too much, but just kind of be there and just look, just copy everything that Channing Tatum does. Some just idiot. You don't really need a good actor for it. And yeah, he could just be his wingman. And yeah, I could just picture right now, and them both just kind of standing there, like looking at them, really evil and sinister. And that could honestly work. I don't know why I haven't got the call from Paramount to direct Top Gun 2, or at least be like a consultant for the designing of the movie poster and the plot. next thing I wanted to talk about was the trailer for the new Apollo Creed movie. Yeah, it's basically, it starred Michael B. Jordan and Sylvester Stallone, actually. Basically, they're trying to make more money off of the Rocky franchise, so they decided to get the most unoriginal story idea to get this going as they could, and it's that Apollo Creed has a son who is going to be a boxer, played by Michael B. Jordan, and basically they're going to make it that he gets trained by Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone, aka, and they basically went for the most unoriginal idea ever, but it's Rocky, so you don't really want it to be intelligent, you just want it to make sense scientifically and just go with it, because it's Rocky and they're not really to be taken seriously. You just go to see Rocky movies for to see Sylvester Stallone doing a training montage and him saying inspirational stuff, but saying it in like the Rocky Sylvester Stallone manner, in which that he says it like an idiot, and you barely understand a word he says, but you're still really inspired by it. He's like a philosopher, sounds like Harry Potter stuff. Anyway, about the trailer actually looks very, very good. It looks like it's competent. Like, when I watched the Terminator Genesis trailer, I thought it looked nonsense and crap and awful and cash grabbing. But I haven't actually seen it yet, but I hear it's awful. But with this, the trailer actually looks quite good. My only complaint is that I think the shots of the fighting aspect of the big fight at the end look actually really poorly shot. I don't know, hopefully it'll look better when the film's complete and when you see the full fight, but they just didn't really look like Rocky fights, and Rocky fights kind of have their own look to them. I couldn't really describe it, but if they shot another fight the way they shot the Rocky one, you would just kind of tell that it was the same, because it has that look to it, and it's really difficult to describe, but you just can tell a Rocky fight sequence from another movie's fighting sequence, because they just have that look to them that's, I don't think, has been really replicated in this year. But at the same time, I think they kind of want to stay away from the Rocky plot and all that stuff as much as they can, because, I don't know, just they want to stay away from it and try to make their own movie, which I respect in a way. But my only one thing is that if they don't have Pauly in the film, I'm going to be really annoyed, because Pauly is arguably my favourite character in the whole Rocky franchise. He's just amazing. Like, yo, Rock. Well, that was the worst thing I've ever written. That's the worst impression I think I've ever done. Because he doesn't really sound, that guy sounded really confident, and yeah, it just really was not him at all. But yeah, just awful. But yeah, the film looks really good, and I think Michael B. Jordan is a good actor, and it also was actually directed by the guy who directed Fruitvale Station, which I watched one night and I really liked, so I hope it has the similar kind of vibe to Fruitvale Station, because I really enjoyed not just the acting in the film, but also the story and the way it was really dark, and I kind of hope that the Rocky film is like that as well. What else do I want to talk about the trailer? I don't think it really is anything else. Next I want to talk about a movie I watched last night. Last night I watched Stand By Me, and after watching it last night, I kind of came to the conclusion that I think it's my favourite film. because it's just such a great adventure, and it makes you realize how terrible your life has been so far because you haven't done anything like that. Just a like, I mean, this whole idea of them going to find that dead body all came about in like one day. Like, I never went on like a spontaneous like adventure. And yeah, just that's why I really love the film about that, is it's just so spontaneous. Like, I don't know what time they were at their house, but by, I think it was like by 1 o'clock, they're already like an hour or so down the road. So like, what time were they at the treehouse in the beginning? Was it like 6 o'clock in the morning? How did they get everything planned and all just that quickly? But yeah, another thing I want to talk about is my phone. I got my phone. I haven't. Well, first we'll just use the back. Go for the backstory on it. I haven't really particularly used a phone since probably 6 years. So I probably haven't really used a phone since 2006. And I got a new phone this May for my birthday. So I got an iPhone 6, and I've only had the phone for just less than 2 months. It'll be 2 months on the 7th. And I have realized how quickly I have become dependent on this phone. I use this phone every single day for hours every single day, and I honestly think I couldn't go a day without using the phone. And my thing with it is that until I got this phone, I always thought iPhones were just overpriced crap. But after using this phone for 2 months, I can honestly say that I would not, if when I'm updating this phone, I'm gonna get an iPhone for sure. I'm not gonna change because just they're the best by far. Like, there's nothing better, I don't think. Samsung phones are just too, like, too complicated. It's just, there's just too many, they make everything similar to the iPhone, but then they just make it about 10 times more complicated to do, which I don't really see the point in. Why don't they just make it simple instead of making it that you have to press 12 buttons to try to find your phone book. Like, and there's too many buttons on the Samsung as well. Like, it should all just be one button to, like, for the apps, which they do have, and then they should just have like the sound buttons, the off switch. Basically, I'm just naming everything that's on the iPhone, and a feature of the iPhone that I love a ton is there's like a button on the side that you can just push to put the phone onto silent, and it's that easy. So if you're in a rush to get it turned off or put on silent, you can just flick a switch and it literally goes onto silent in about 0.5 of a second. So it's one of the smartest features of a phone I've really ever seen, and it's so simple, but it's just such a good idea, and I'm so surprised that no other phone has ever really thought of that, unless I'm an idiot. Just keep in mind that I hadn't really used a phone since 2009 before getting this, so for all I know, they've been doing it for years, and tons of different phone manufacturers have been doing this, but yeah, just one of them things. Another thing was, there was actually an iPhone update. I'm just going to load it up now. They updated the music section of iPhones, and basically they put this new thing on it. I cannot remember what it's called. It's loading up now. I think it's called like Apple Music. And what it has is basically, it's like Spotify, only it's just like Spotify, what can I say? Only it's like attached to your music, your normal music. So it's just attached into your music. But what I think you might be able to do is you might be able to make like one overall playlist, and you can put your music that you have on your phone into a playlist with the music on the, like, the database of songs that they have, which I think is a really great idea, if that is possible. I think it is, but the problem with this service is that you actually have to pay for it, but they make you pay for, you pay $9.99 a month for it, or, I mean, but they give you the first 3 months of it for free, so I'm using the free 3 months right now to get an idea of what it's like and see if I actually want to invest in it. But I don't really want to pay £10 a month for it. I'd rather pay like £5. If it was £5, I'd really think about it. But I just don't know if I want to pay £10 a month for music when I can just download the music and put it on there anyway. I don't really see the point. But it would just be useful if you, someone told you, oh, you should listen to this song, you could easily just search it up. With, if you have 3G, just search it up and listen. But, it seems quite useful, though. Make sure, if you have this, to go into, like, the settings and turn off the automatic renewal, because if you don't want to get it and you forget that you need to cancel that renewal, they'll end up charging you the extra £10 and you'll have to use it for another month, which will be quite irritating. But another feature it has is that you can listen to the radio, which is good. Like, my only thing is it's not 1960, so I don't really listen to the radio anymore. But what can you do? Another interesting thing is it's kind of turned into like a social media thing, because there's a tab called Connect, and basically if you follow these people, they post stuff. So like Oliver Heldens is posting about, I don't know, where everyone is and how everyone's doing. And Zed has posted a track demo, which is interesting. I'll have to listen to that later. Eminem's posted a music video. Lasso's posted a welcome thing. Yeah, it's just an interesting thing. It'll take me some time to really see if I like it or not. The next thing I wanted to talk about is I'm actually trying to sell a lot of stuff on eBay, so I'm going to plug that right now. I'm going to put a link in the description of wherever you're watching this or listening to this, I should say, to my eBay, where you can go and look at all the stuff I'm selling and maybe buy it, because, yeah, we're not getting a ton of bids at the minute. And I'm just selling it because I don't really want any of it. There's a couple of steelbooks, like Sweeney Todd. These are all Blu-ray, by the way. Sweeney Todd, District 9, which I hated. Wanted, which I didn't mind, but it just wasn't good enough. And Green Hornet, which, it was okay, but I honestly don't think I'm ever going to watch it again. And then I'm selling all the Friends box sets for like £20. On DVD they are. Yeah, I've listed it for about £20, but I don't think it's going to sell. I'm also selling a Wii, a DS, a Nintendo DS, I should say. And yeah, some other stuff. But anyway, that's going to be it for this. I'm actually about to get to half an hour, which is going to be me stopping. I really hope you enjoyed, and if you did, please leave a thumbs up and, or whatever rating system there is on this, on the function that you're watching or listening to this on. Just show some support, and also follow/subscribe or whatever. Again, whatever function, just do it. And I will see you guys next week with another podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye. But I'm just going to keep talking for the remaining 5 seconds to get that exactly half an hour. So Yeah, okay, bye.